praise the Lord, praise
Blog
the Lord.
Talk Radio.
Tim Williams, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This past week, I was at New Summers Baptist Church, and they had Fresh Fire 3, awesome three-day revival, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So just a great time, a great time. And yesterday, I went to, we had Holy Communion, you know, church service at 5 o'clock, where they had a 7:30 service, 11 o'clock, 9:30 service, and 12 o'clock service. Then they had 5 o'clock Holy Communion and right-handed fellowship service. So that was an awesome time last night. So I hope you had a wonderful week. I hope you was able to get out to church during the week, to fellowship with other born-again believers in the faith. And if you're someone who's not of the faith yet, I pray that you will seek wisdom, and the wisdom come from God, and hear the wisdom that come from others who point you to the direction of Jesus Christ. For he is the author and finish of our faith. And once you have Jesus, you are saved. You are born again. And you find yourself a good Bible preaching church to share the word, to learn the word, to grow in the word. Because the living word is Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So Jesus is the word. He's the breath of life. He's the tree of life. So you want to connect with him. That's the beginning of wisdom. When you seek truth, when you seek the kingdom of God, when you praise and worship God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. During each day, every week, you may have a great week, a wonderful day, joyful day. Then it may be days that things seem to be not the way, doesn't feel so wonderful and so great. But we have to still press forward and stay encouraged and stay faithful, stay Lord, stay focused on what God created you to be, regardless of what's going on. Not that it's going to be easy, but hold on to your faith. The bishop that spoke yesterday even at the Holy Communion, I knew something about the church, the guest bishop, and his thing was on, you know, keeping your faith. As believers, you have to keep our faith. If you're non-believers, you have to give faith. It is so important to live out this life. We deal with things that come to pass that we love, and we deal with things that come to pass that we had no desire for it to come to pass. But we still have to press forward, saying focus, saying prayer, saying worship, saying thanksgiving. As we lift up the banner, the bloodshed banner of redemption, of everlasting life. So before I go on, if anybody listening right now, let your family, friends, acquaintances, have them tune in. Look back at some old love truth messages and pour out your Bible, study the word, share, ask them to tune in, to hear something that may can help them in their growth. If they are a non-believer, just tell them it's a easygoing show pointing people in the direction of love, peace, and joy, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So if you're listening, you're at the right place at the right time. Like the word says, salvation is today, says the Lord. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. That's James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. So I'm going to prayer before I continue on. Oh, Heavenly Father, Most High God, one true living God, the God who so loved the world that you sent your only begotten Son, not to destroy the world, but to save it. We love you. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your salvation, for your redemption, for the power of your word, the power of your love, the power of who you are, the power of your deity, the power of your blood. Thank you, Father, my God, who takes away the sins of the world. We come to you asking you to bless this broadcast, to draw people towards you to hear the truth, that they won't run after false information but run towards truth and any truth that points them to you, God. We ask that those who listen who don't know you, who hear your calling and you knock on the heart, the door of their heart, and allow you to enter in, to take over their heart, soul, spirit, and mind, God, to be their God, to have everlasting life, joy, and peace, and life more abundantly. We ask that the words that I say and the information I say will edify people, God. Take over my mind, my thoughts, and conscience, that in which you will to come to pass, that you will for me to speak and share, go forward throughout the earth. I thank you with all my heart, soul, and spirit, and mind. God, have your way. We ask everybody around the globe will hear this cry and seeking you. We pray for peace throughout the world, peace in people's homes, on their jobs, in their community, in their businesses, direction in their businesses, direction in their school, and the way to teach and share information with people. We ask for healing hand and doctors got to do surgery or prescribe prescription or a medical resource. Whatever they may need, give them holistic information that comes from you, God. Holistic information. Because everything you do is holy. Everything you do is pure. Everything you do is redemption, is victory. We ask these all things in the name above all name, your name, Father God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because this is the day you have made, Lord. We will and we shall, we must rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Like I said, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. And he will give it to you. You just have to believe. Then about wisdom, God can share so much information with us. And we have to stay tuned to it. Sometimes that the world get in between. We hear the word, and then we follow what the world think it should be the right way. Or we think the answer comes in so many different forms. And then maybe God give us information so many different ways to show us what his word is saying. But we have to stay tuned, making sure we make the correct decision based on wisdom, based on God-ordained wisdom, God's word, based on what God has for you. So as we rejoice in this hour, or this half an hour, let's just stay focused on that. You know, we think about the book of Job. And Job, you know, he suffered so much as a man of God. You know, he lost his first set of children. He lost his fruit of his land, his cattle, his anything he was living on. He lost it in a terrible fire. And then he have a wife who telling him to rebuke God, to not listen to God. And then you have friends that come around who thinking they giving you wisdom and they not, and they telling you you must have sinned for this and that to happen to you. But Job kept the faith. Job stayed steadfast. Job stayed loyal to God. And believed that God have a plan for his life. He did ask God some questions. And God explained who he was. That he is God, you know. He is the great I am. And all things you work for those who love him. We don't understand all the heartaches and pain. But God is pouring us towards him. And as you know, you read the book of Job, that his friends couldn't pray for Job. They couldn't even petition God themselves because they were giving him wrong information. But Job had to pray for them. So if you seek wisdom, you got to seek wisdom from the right people. And even when people try to give you wisdom, you still got to go to them and go, God, this information coming from you. Because sometimes somebody can explain something better than maybe you can understand that time to break it down. But you focus on the truth, who God created you to be. So this is a rejoiceful day, operating in wisdom. What you do today in the area of wisdom can reflect the next hour, the next day, the next month, the next year, the next 10 years, 20 years. So it's very, very important. You know, people say tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But even though tomorrow is not promised to any of us, it's in God's hands. We have to have wisdom in preparing for tomorrow. Preparing even for this very moment that you're in. And one way to do is like seek wisdom. Seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Ask God into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Even if you don't understand all of the concept of who God is, to ask him to your heart to realize, you need to create your own self. The breath in your body didn't disappear there. It came from God. To acknowledge that and give your heart to him, spirit, and mind to him, and let God take over you. And he will reflect and reveal himself to you. And that will be in the person of Jesus Christ. And you'll be stronger and stronger as you're going through whatever you're going through. A loss of loved ones. Sickness in the body, mind, soul, spirit. Loss of a job, a car, a home. Whatever going on in the world. Or it could be peace and joy. How to deal with the idea you're planning to buy a home or planning to build a business, or you think about what school you want to go to, what you want to study. What you want to study is going to be different and reflect next 10, 20, 40, 50, 60 years down the road. And how you can make your life different, which will make a difference in your family, in your neighbor, in your community. Regardless of how many people may gather towards you now. But you think, what God has for you? You think about when you went to school when you was a young man, little boy and little girl. You're in elementary school and your parents take you there and they, you know, tell you to mind the teacher, the principal, and stay focused, keep your hand to yourself. Have a good day in school. Be active learner, right? And come home and study. But while you're in school, you know, first thing the parents tell you to do, you know, don't talk to strangers. And don't do this and do that. I think, wow. But the first thing you do when you go to school, right, you're talking to strangers. The teacher's a stranger. The principal's a stranger. The cafeteria, the lady or man is a stranger. The maintenance man is a stranger. People, parents in the community is a stranger. The students are strangers. But now you're in a place where you have to communicate. You have to learn. That's the first part of networking, either from you starting in school or in church. So it's not so much you don't talk to strangers, because there's no way you're going to walk this earth and not talk to nobody. Everybody's a stranger until you introduce yourself to them. But just think about that. With that wisdom, the parent, the first step is that your child know. You want to score from them because they are strangers. You don't know anything about them, even though they may be your teacher, your classmate, the parent in your neighborhood, an aunt, an uncle, friend, acquaintance, even be your parent. You can have to sit steadfast to God, listen to what we say, because what you tell your children, your any child you're taking care of, you want to protect them. And see unseen problem situation danger. So if you're a young person who listens to this call, when your parents tell you something, it's for your good. Everybody in the world is not out to get you, but not everybody in the world is so in love with you either. You know, so you have to think about your future, what you truly want to be. You might be young, little right now and know all the things you want to be. And you hadn't seen, you had eyes hadn't seen, ears hadn't heard, but go ahead and plan for you. What people think, what's the, what you should list used to be in the world 100 years ago, no longer, right? What was in 20 years ago? The world constantly evolving. Sit down with the tape. This is the day the Lord has made. So you were in high school and college. When you go off to school, just be mindful of where you at. Even an adult, when you go on jobs, you go in there to work a job or you're a business person, just be yourself. I think that's the most important thing. So many times people tell you not to be yourself. It's important to be yourself and be what God created you to be. God didn't create you to be like your mom and dad, your sister and brother, your niece and nephew, aunts and cousins, friends, your acquaintances, your teachers, your people in your community. Even people you may see on TV, you may like, you may inspire some of the things they do, positive information they share with you. To give you an indication that all the possibilities you can be about or do. But even beyond that, we usually look at something and think that's it. But so much going on. The world is constantly evolving. But the word of God never changed. But God will allow us to evolve with the world and go beyond what the world thinks we are capable of doing and doing everything in his love, things that's going to edify his people, edify you, your family, his people. So when you're operating in wisdom, you're seeking wisdom, always seek it in faith. Always seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Always seek it humbly. Always seek it boldly. Always seek it actively. Always seek it rejoicefully. Always seek it in love. Like the Bible saying, lean not to your own understanding. Right? You always got to acknowledge God and acknowledge his word. Because when you're doing it on your own understanding, you're not going to see the whole picture. Only God knows everything that's going on. And sometimes people who might care about us or people who don't know us can give us information. It can be a blessing. And you don't realize out there. Or it could be something so taking you totally from what God wants. So you have to use wisdom. You know, I know I was young and they say, you know, you want to go to school, you want to be a doctor. Most people talk about being a doctor and being a lawyer. I didn't know what I wanted to be. I knew it was more than being just a doctor and lawyer there. But it's so many different types of doctors. There's so many different types of lawyers. So they just use generic terms, but there's so much more to those terms. You know? They have people who's in holistic medicine. Medicine cover a real area. You got people who want to give you prescription, but then somebody say take a fruit or a vegetable to take care of it. And usually the fruit and vegetable is definitely going to work because that's natural. And usually maybe medication is totally out of the question. Depends what the situation is. But if you've been totally away from living holistic and you got to be pulled back in, you have to use discernment and wisdom. Discernment go together. Seeking God is what will wrap it all up for you to have proper wisdom, to have proper understanding, to have clarity, to have focus, to have drive, to have vision, you know. And that's what the Love Truth Show is about. Love Truth, period, ministry. The rest of it, because my desire is to do the will of God. No one is perfect. If all that desire to truly do God's work, do what God called us to do on this earth, because we have arms and legs on this earth, God can see everything, but he wants to participate with us. Be a part of sharing the good news. So I developed the Love Truth, www.lovetruthministry.com. Go to it, check it out. Send me a note, tell me what you like. It's constantly in progress because it's designed to try to make a difference in people's lives. Yes, to share the good news. Yes, I have a travel part to it called Purpose Driven Travel One. things and ways to draw resources so Love Truth Ministry can be a blessing to communities, to society. And we all know it takes resources. Money is a part of that resource, or getting the assistance that to be able to bless people, regardless of what the assistance might be, to uplift somebody's life. You know, it's hard to share the good news with somebody, and God said, can't live on bread alone, but every word that we see at his mouth, right? And that's true. But it's hard to have to speak the good news to somebody, and they're looking at you, and you say, they're going to be right, and they're like, I don't have nowhere to live. I'm on the floor, I lost my job, I don't know what to do. Regardless why it's like that, well, I need help, you know, I have to go to get a procedure done, and my insurance only covers so much, and it's absolutely something I have to do. Yes, I have faith. And you can be believers. See, I have faith. I believe all things were good for God. And but you need this extra assistance. So that's what Love Truth is about, trying to aid and help and assist. I like what New Song About the Church is about, because it says, we are brothers and sisters, see, to help brothers and sisters. To be half a hand. It's a little more to their verse, but what they stand for. But the idea of helping one another, making a difference in other folks and in our own life, in our own family, our own community, our own neighborhood, but the world at large. We can make a difference. We can't always depend on people. We always depend on God. But God wants us to work together. You know, the first church, they put all their resources together. Some had more, some had less, but they had a drive. They gave to the cause. They gave because they know it's going to be beneficial for them as well as their loved one, family, friend, community. The believer community is a wide community. And I think if we can help one another more, it wouldn't be so much abuse in the world. I think you would bring it down because people would be willing to listen instead of arguing. People would be more loving towards each other than nasty towards each other. If you're going through something and you don't know where to turn, either ultimately I would say go to the Bible. Well, the word is a good start. Also find a good Bible preaching church, go and listen to a sermon, pull up a sermon on the internet. You can Google pretty much anything these days. But say wisdom, say I want the good news. You'll find, you can go to 28 Broadcast Network, don't mean anything. You can go to www.newsermons.org. They got, he has different sermons he's posted. And you can go to newsermons.tv. Sermons for over the years on different topics. You might not know exactly what. Click on one and listen to it. And this is just like, oh, I'm going to listen to this, whether you understand the word or not. So I want this to heal me. Your word is healing. Your word is power. I'm cutting on your word. So let's take a deep breath. Release. It's important. You know, this series is about wisdom. I will go more and more details time and time go on. You know, we tell me what God loves mean to me, how God's a comfort to me, how God's a wisdom to me is what we're dealing with now. So I hope you will share this information and tune in next time. A truth to hear with more information and wisdom. We all have a voice to make a difference, and maybe something I'm saying, I hope, will help you along. Because I know when I go to church and I pull up different ministries, it helped me along on my spiritual journey. It's a spiritual journey we're on. And my heart desire is to do God's will, to have a life better than I had yesterday and today. Make life better for someone else. So y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus. Tune in tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. When I love truth, I do my prayer 50 minutes for the children going back to school and the world. My heart and soul and prayers will go out to the people around the globe who deal with different weather calamities, and so we just want to keep them in our prayer. Puerto Rico and Caribbean Islands and Florida and Texas, around the world. Peace be still. Peace be still in all the homes. We love. We love just live in your home, live in your heart. So welcome your children home from school in love. Don't be so eager to jump on them. They did something wrong. Talk to them in a peaceful tone. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much God loves them. Maybe you never talked to them about God before. This is a perfect day to do so. Tomorrow is not promised. You can cough and that could be the end of your life. Or you can have another 20 years. Who knows? Only God knows. So it's important. If you love somebody, let them know about the goodness of Jesus. And you thought about giving your life to Jesus, this is the time. God will get you straight. Just believe in him. First step is wisdom. Seek him with all your heart, soul, and spirit and mind. And that's to ask him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Ask him to teach you how to live for him. And trust me and believe me, he's going to tell you how. Y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. This is the day that our Lord has made, that our Lord has made. I will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Goodbye until next time. Take care in Jesus' name. For the Love Truth Show.